Hey, Shivinda, what is your brain telling you? Studies Bhagavatam. You don't have it. That's best. No worry. Then monkey story, you know? There's a monkey, you know, and crocodile. They became friends. So crocodile really wanted to eat the monkey. So after 4 or 5 months, daily crocodile will come in the water, monkey will be on the tree, on the sea coast, and they'll talk for 2-3 hours. You know. So they became intimate friends. A crocodile was cunning, he wanted to eat him. So one day a crocodile said, "Brother," he said, "just moving from tree to tree is no good." So he said, "You should come and have a nice sea route, you know. Enjoy the sea travel." He said, "Brother, you know swimming, I don't know swimming. I'll sink in there, I'll die there." He said, "Oh, don't worry. Friend indeed, you know. I'm your friend. It's not just only joke. You can sit on my back and we'll have a nice tour, you know, sea tour." So one day, time was fixed, that crocodile will come, monkey will jump on his back. So monkey jumped on his back. And crocodile went in the middle of the sea, and he said, "I was never your friend. I'm going to eat your brain." "Oh, is it, brother? You wanted my brain? I always keep my brain on the tree," he said. Crocodile was thick-headed. "Is it? So what is the way out now?" "He said, take me back to the tree and I'll give the brain and I enjoy. I don't require it." So crocodile took him back to the tree. Monkey jumped on the tree and he said, "See you now, next life." This is how you're telling that you don't have brain. Is he in car? Then he has brain.
Same thing.
So he also forgets his brain in his flat in Bombay. And his flat's address is 3-3 Lane. There are 3 trees in the beginning. Don't know the road name, nothing around, no area. 3-3 Lane. And in the middle of the lane, I'm on the top floor. I told his address. And after 12 years association, this address has come. And one day we were in car. He said, "This is 3-3 Lane. He showed me 1-3-3. Even now he doesn't tell.
Very mysterious.
Very mysterious. Kuch ab zara address dekar jana. The Mangesh ko pukarna padega. Mangesh bole, "Main janta tha, main bhul gaya main." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
As a story of being a devotee in Philadelphia one time, this one girl, young girl, she used to come every Sunday feast to the temple.
Uh-huh.
And she started liking the temple and the devotees, and she wanted to be a devotee. But her mother was not into it, her young daughter to join to the temple. And then one day she came to our management and she told that I want to join to the temple. Mm. But my mother is not letting me join the temple. Then somehow or other she wanted to stay and we said, no, you cannot stay, you should go back to your mother. Mm. And maybe you bring her one day here and let's see what she says. Mm. And one day she went home, she went and she brought her mother to the Sunday feast. Oh. As the Sunday feast, as usual, we have program, Bhagavad Gita class, Arati, Kirtan, and the mother liked it even more than the daughter. And after a few months, it happens to be mother started coming more regular than the daughter.
What catches in the true prasadam? once you see or hear, you know, about Krishna, you can never forget. There were these boys, ask your parents, do you want me to go to pubs? I don't go to temple, where should I go? But his parents don't know what they are doing. They did not go, no, don't go to the temple. Where should I go, pubs?
I guess sometime also the knowledge of Prabhupada and the Prabhupada books, like Giridhara Swami's story.
Ah, yes.
His father was rich and he doesn't want Giridhara Swami to be with Prabhupada. And then he came to Prabhupada, he said, I want my son back. Mm. Prabhupada is like, take your son back if you want.
Yeah.
And he can go with you if he wants. But the Giridhara Swami was so eager to stay with Prabhupada because he did all this Prabhupada instruction, took so seriously, and the Bhagavad Gita. Mm. And he didn't want it to go back. And the Giridhara Swami's father said, Prabhupada, I'll give you a blank check. Write whatever amount you want. Just give my son back. That never happened because the Giridhara Swami stayed with Prabhupada. I talked to him in Los Angeles Rath Yatra time. He was in California. And I said, I asked him the same story. And then he said, yeah, now even my parents start chanting.
That's right.
They weren't letting him stay with our society, and now they start chanting.
Kali Yuga. Children come first and then parents. Giridhara Swami is the reason for Bombay temple.
Yeah.
He struggled very hard. There was no population in Juhu. That time whole thing was open. This Purnendu told me, he was a child, he was staying in Kapparaj. And his parents took him to the temple. So from Andheri station, they could see the marble temple. There was no population. And then after 20 years he went, and he got down to Andheri, where is the temple? Then I hired a rickshaw and he told him, take me to the temple that Dasada was bearing. So he went and stood near the temple. He said, where is the temple? He said, this is the temple. He said, no, this is not. Where is the marble? He said, you can't see, trees are there,
yes,
buildings are there. So then he was so lone place was there. And therein also, the municipality will not allow you to build this temple. That time that Thakre helped them.
In the first canto, Bhagavatam, in the
In this Gasdev and Shukdev, you know, both are going by, and then there are some ladies in the...
Yes, they are taking bath.
And then when Shukdev Goswami goes by, they don't bother. Hmm. But when Gasdev goes, then they cover themselves.
Yeah.
The reason given is because he's a householder.
Yes.
But in this... in this pastime of Narada, when he meets, sees Manigriva and Nalakuvera, that time also there are ladies.
And yes, yes.
Then the ladies cover themselves. But here in this case, Narada is not a householder actually.
Yes.
This is a... so the... He also saw something similar to Shukdev Muni, but
yes.
Here they cover themselves.
Yes.
So why it is like that? I mean, I have got a doubt like this.
Yes, it's correct. The thing is, Vyasadeva is also an incarnation of Krishna, you know. He is also pure, liberated, you know. But Vyasadeva was a grihastha ashram. He had a grihastha. So he didn't hide that fact. So he was behaving like grihastha. That's why lady is covered. So his mind was contaminated, he showed. Really it was not. That was the reason why. And Shukadeva Goswami did not belong to this consciousness. He was completely detached, you know. So they can recognize, ladies have sixth sense. They immediately recognize this rascal, what attitude he is looking at. We don't understand that. The thing is, that is why they did not cover. But therein, Narada Muni was very angry, you know. Very angry with Manigriva and Nalakuvera. And their anger destroys his saintliness. So that's why they did have to cover. When we glide down to the modes, ladies know immediately. Where Shukdev Goswami, his eye was not that. The eyes were completely attached to Krishna. Otherwise, every living entity, as I told you, our hypocrisy is there always. We want to show what we are not. These saints and sages, they are elevated. His anger was also transcendental. He didn't want to harm them. He was upset with the such a big father, and these children are rotting, getting rotten in this way. That was the thing.
Even a Vaishnava's anger is also beneficial.
Yeah, beneficial. But then afterwards, they realized this, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, the seriousness, and they wanted him to pardon him, but he said, no, my curse is there, but one thing I'll tell you, that I'm merciful to you, that in your tree life also, you'll have Krishna's association, and you'll be liberated at that time. So Krishna, in order to keep the Narada Muni's promise, he gave darshan to them. In that chapter, Krishna specifically mentions that I don't have to do anything with Manigriva and Nalakuvera, but I care for my devotees. So to keep my devotees' promise, I did this job. It's very subtle. Because he is devotee's servant. He gives benediction to everybody. You know? One day he was giving benediction, so somebody came and he said, I want to go to America, all right. I want to buy a house, all right. I want to marry her, all right. And somebody came and then asked that, I want to have your devotional service. So stand here. So all near 15 people were standing, those who asked for devotional service. So Narada Muni was standing there. He said, Krishna, you gave these houses and marriages and everything to them, they asked. And those who are asking your devotional service, you are making them stand here, what is it matter? So Narada, you don't know. He said, once I grant them the devotional service, I become their slave. So I have to see you, whose slave I am. So very easily he doesn't give us the devotional service. We may know, but sincerity in devotional service is his mercy really. Unless he forces us, we can't change it. Our upper right, the clue is this, that you can only remember Krishna if Krishna remembers you. Otherwise we can't do it. That's why Rajkot is full. Why we are here, 10 people or 2 people?
Millions are there.
Yeah, millions are there. This is the reason. They are not allowed. They can't come.
That's allowed.
Not that. But to have his mercy is very difficult. Very Raghada Deshu Mittaistu Vishayan Indriyasharan Atma Shir Vidyatma Prasadam Adigachiti. These people only get my mercy, he said. In second chapter, this verse is there, I think about 60 or so. That we have to be free from attachment and hatred. Raga Desha Mutaistu. And Vindriya Indriyesh Charan, Vishayan Indriyesh Charan, all the sense objects should be limitedly enjoyed. Not too much. Indriyesh Charan. Now we want to eat, but our eating is regulated now. We only eat twice, or we only eat vegetarian food. We don't touch non-vegetarian food. We don't drink, we don't intoxicate ourselves. This is a regulated life. Ashma Atma Vashayir. And then you have to be satisfied, completely satisfied in your own self. And self is full of bliss. Because self is part and parcel of Krishna. So Satchidananda Vigra is there. Anand is already our birthright in you. And Krishna supplies unlimited bliss. So Atma Vashayir Vidayatma. You have to be completely surrendered to your own self. And Vidayatma, regulated life must be there. Then prasadam adigachini. Then you get his mercy. And somebody told...
Huh?
260, I think. No. Have you Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
I don't know definitely, I don't remember. It's the end of chapter.
With the anger for the Lord, like Hanuman got angry, that is transcendent.
It was for service of Krishna. So service of Krishna means everything is transcendent. There is no inabilities.
But Narada got angry because he was not given respect. Narada got angry because he did not get respect from Nalpuvera.
No, Narada. No. I thought that the one you are talking about. No, was it? Is it? Is it mentioned somewhere? Where is it mentioned?
No. You said because he got angry.
No. He got angry to see their situation. The such big man's son, they get rotten, you know, because of these inabilities. Maybe Vidyatma, our behavior also should be regulated. We should not behave as our mind dictates. But we should see whether it is good or not. In human species we can see that. Or otherwise, while going we see this Cosmoplex cinema. So there is a box office. So plenty of money should be there. We desire that we should bake it and take the money from there. We may be very strong, but we don't do it because we are scared by the police. You know? So this is how our tendencies are always bad, but there is some fear, and that's why we don't do it. Otherwise, there is no fear, then you can behave animal life. You know? So they were behaving like animal life. That's the Nardava, that's it. Did you find? Maybe 70?
256.
Raga Dvesha Vimutta Istu Vishayan Indriya Charan ആത്മാശ്വരി ദിവ്യാത്മ പ്രസാദം അനുഗമിച്ചിരി. ദെൻ ആഫ്റ്റർ യു റിസീവ് മെർസി, പ്രസാദേശ്വർ ദുഃഖാനാം ഹാനിയുസ്വജയത്തെ, ഓൾ ഇൻ യുവർ മിസറീസ് ഇവേപ്പറേറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ഹിസ് മെർസി. പ്രസാദേശ്വർ ദുഃഖാനാം ഹാനിയുസ്വജയത്തെ, പ്രസന്ന ചേത്തു ബുദ്ധി പരിവർത്തിച്ചത്. യുവർ ഇന്റലിജൻസ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ് ഫീസ് എന്റെ ലോർഡ് സ്വീറ്റ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ. But as I told you in the beginning, that the cleanliness has got to be there, inside out. We can wash the body, dirty body, with the water, soap or whatever. But inside the mind we have to chant Krishna's name, to say to the Mahajana. Inside and outside we should be clean. Clean consciousness will give you clear perfect, you know. And clean consciousness, there is one test to it, whether your consciousness is clean or not. You should get your sleep as soon as you sleep within 5 minutes. If you do that, then your consciousness is all right. And there should be only one sleep during night.
So when we lay down, 5 minutes, isn't that
finished? Yes, finished.
That is the easiest thing to do.
That is the most difficult thing for the sinful living entity.
I can't sleep anywhere.
Yeah, that's...
So very yeah. Clean conscious.
Yeah, very so clean conscious. Yeah. That's lucky. Otherwise, they have to swallow pills. You know? Our ego stops us from clean consciousness. And ego, very nicely we have defined. See, aging God out, E-G-O. Aging God out. That's our ego. E-D-G-I-N-G, aging.
Aging
God out.
This is a good word.
Huh?
Aging God out.
Yeah.
Good.
Best. That's where we go. You remember the new number.
That is a false ego.
Even ego, any ego. We don't have any right, really. What are you proud of? But our greed, unknowingly, forces us to find out so many reasons to be egoistic. The whole thing is sprouts out from grabbing tendency. You want to grab. You have a nice mobile, I want to have that. You are in a very good country, I want to go to that. So our ego always pushes us. And it's unlimited greed, you know. Prudha lobham and visheshu lalasam. These two things go together. Prudha lobham, unlimited greed, will try to force you to grab everything free. And for that, we'll hang upside down ourselves to get the things from others. To that extent, we are completely in the lowest mode. Whereas Prabhupada gave one verse which everybody should know. He said this is the only verse these children should learn. No education, no other education. Only this verse. Please remember the Chanakya Pandit's verse. You know, what is it? Matruvat Paradareshu Loshavat Pardraveshu. Atma Sarabhuteshu. Pasya Pasyati Sapasyati. Three things, that's a Pandita. Three things. That every woman is our mother. That's why we call Mataji.
Yes.
That is, I is completely clear. Once you regard everybody, according to your age, the women have three very pure relationships. If you are aged, then they are your daughters. If you are middle age, they are your sisters. Or if you are young, they are mothers. So mother, sister, or daughter, very pure relationships. Wife can only be one. So that we'll see afterwards. But the relationship with the women should be on the mother level. So this, in Gujarat, particularly in Saurashtra, these small kids, small girls, you know, when I ask them a name, they tell me that my name is Mansi Ba. They will add Ba to it. So from the beginning, they taught that your mother. So many girls are here, you know. They always say, Mansi Ba, Dhwani Ba, Prithvi Ba. Now because of English education, they are now taking out Ba. Vedic culture is very pure. And this is the first requirement, according to Prabhupada, to be learnt. And the second one is very important. Pardraveshu Loshvat. Others' riches is a scratch for us. Vishnu looks there. Vishnu tries to grab everything. Whatever we can afford, we give, or we don't. We don't stay. Or we don't stay at any cost on the others. Vina dainyena jivanam. Our life must not depend upon anybody else. That is the best way to increase our devotional service. Vina dainyena jivanam. The devotees ask three things to Krishna. First thing he asks, anayasena maranam. My death must be instant. Just now I was there, I'm not there. To the instant death. Now this event is instant coffee, instant dhaval, instant. So death, devotees ask Krishna, yes please, I should not be invalid or linger on or this or that. And that's why mercy killing is very nice, you know. That if the man cannot bear, he should be finished off. So this is instant. Anayasena maranam. Second thing devotees ask, Vina dainyena jivanam. My life should never depend upon anybody else. And that living entity will get respect everywhere. And everybody knows that he is not the cheater or whatever. We should never try to look to others. This is Vina dainyena jivanam. And third thing he asks, Dehi me kripaya Krishna, Tvayi bhakti me chanchalam. Please, you give me unflinching devotional service at your Lord's feet. These three things. Only three things devotees ask. A real devotee is completely callous. Narsimhita in this area, Narsimhita, kelo garibatvai. So few are he. He never went to the rich person to ask. And the whole his responsibilities were made by Krishna. So many things, yeah. So many things were there. And he didn't know how to speak even. He was deaf and dumb in the beginning. Yeah, but then his grandmother did not take him to Bombay for the sonography or whatever. She did one thing. That so many saints and sages are coming to the village. So whenever a saint comes, she will take him to that sage and tell her that he is not speaking. Please, Maharaj, be merciful to him. Let him speak. So one sage was very nice. So he said, Pawan, say Adhesham, Radhesham. And Nasimha opened it, Adhesham, Adhesham, something. And then, since then, he didn't stop uttering Krishna's names. Radhesham, Radhesham. And then, because he was continuously chanting, everything was done by Krishna. When we chant our rounds, Krishna is managing our affairs. You don't know that. This is subtle. We have our own responsibilities. But people are completely dedicated to Krishna for their own responsibilities also. And it's automatically taken care of. And the devotees don't mind, you know, this way or that way. So, but chanting rounds sincerely is in our control. We can do it really. Our laziness only stops us. We are so lazy to pick up mala, you know. We do so many other things, day in and day out, but waste our time throughout. Our Atma writes very nice, wasting time is the greatest crime. Wasted time is a wasted mind. So best use your time. So still you are in your prime also. This time has to be taken care of. Otherwise, Krishna is there very near. Tadure tadavanti. He is far away also, he is near also. So nice to think about this thing. But we are thick-headed. Nothing enters. Nothing enters. The Smashana Vairagya is there. Till we are hearing katha,
yes,
Krishna tells it, that's, we create detachment. You get up, again, finished. To retain is very difficult. And that's why Prabhupada gave us continuous engagement from 4 o'clock in the morning. Get up, have Mangalati, have Tulsi Puja, have some biscuits, have chanting, and again daily readings, then again Prabhupada Puja, again some Bhagavatam discussion, again serving Krishna, again come back, again Bhagavad Gita. So we are all engaged. I was in Los Angeles, and this Radhayananda Goswami was there. So he was always telling us that he was temple commandant in Los Angeles temple when Prabhupada was there. So Prabhupada had instructed him that these all new recruits should never be free. So I was like a policeman, I was after them. They must come to Mangalati. Then immediately they must send their rounds. Then again Chaitanya Charya at the time of breakfast. Then they should get ready and go for collection. Then come back and again Bhagavatam. Again Bhagavad Gita. Again, till 9 o'clock at night, they kept busy. And they said, so many nice sannyasis you got, so many nice devotees you got from that. This is the process. Process had got to be continued. And we had to hand over this process to our children for their good. Otherwise, we may keep money for them, but money will not help them really. This consciousness will definitely help them. So the younger ones' responsibility we have on our shoulders. So we should be very serious about the process. And forget about the younger ones. You have to go away there anyway. So you have to be ready for that. And when, we don't know. जय की जय. आज अभी कैसे दिख रहा हवे ना हो तो
परमिशन लेने आवे
बस. हाँ कह जाओ बाबा ने दर्शन करवा जाओ चाहिए.